And that is the position that we have always maintained. Those are the laws that we have, and those are laws that are 100% supported by 99% of the Kenyan people, irregardless of where they come from.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. How are you guys? We're doing a bunch of things tonight. I've got so many things to go over. So first of all, if you're listening to some, let me tell you about the show. This is Radio Irregardless. It is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And I'm your host, Mark Scalia. This is what we do, and we do it live. That's what we're doing. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of several ways through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I got a lot of shows coming up and I want to see you guys at the shows and I'll plug all that, blah, 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 blah. So the second way you can listen is if you are listening through my website, you can click the box that you're listening to. That'll send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, MIXLR.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. And the third way you can listen is when I have no guest, I either just do the opening or I do the full show, and tonight I have no guest, so we're doing the full show tonight, the full Monty, as it were. And I'm having some issues with my webcam, so I'm just, I know it's nothing wrong with what you're listening to. I'm showing all the promotional video, the promotional pictures that I've actually created through Photoshop. That's it. That's what I'm, you know, I got two windows open. I'm doing a lot of different things. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because again, that's how we broadcast, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes, or the iTunes, how they say it today, the iTunes. So if you're new to the show, I start the show the same way every week with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And so much has been going on. Now, I got to tell you, when I broadcast through Facebook and Mixlr simultaneously, my volume levels are super low. They're incredibly low. So I'm going to, like, editing is a nightmare because I'm like, the music is loud, but my voice is low. So I've got to keep my voice up. So that's what I'm going to try to do. So I've got a lot of people on Facebook listening to me. And I've got a lot of people on Mixlr listening to me, so thank you for both of those. Let's see. I want to say hi to Lackey. And again, Lackey does these really fun shows. He does these call-in, like, joke gag things. And they're just so funny. And we got to do a cross show. Like, I got to be a guest on him, and he's got to be a guest on me. Well, we got to broadcast simultaneously doing one show, and he's joined us. I haven't talked to him in a while. My brother Chris is there, Karen, and my friend Paul, and we have a couple more people, but they're anonymous, which is fine. Oh, Paul, driving home from New Hampshire. Oh, there you go. So we're going to have some fun. Now, on Facebook, we got, there's 3, 4, 5. Oh, there's a lot of people visiting. So let me tell you what's been going on in our week apart, because I did last week. I've been catching up on editing all the shows. And speaking of that, this show is number 190, 190 shows that I've done, including this one. You know what that means? We're getting close to 200. And when you get to 200, sell. That's the way it works. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to 200. But all the intros that I play, I've never doubled up the intros. Like those little blurbs that you hear just before the intro music, they're all from news. They're from news, from Facebook, from videos, from movies, from radio broadcasts. It's what is it? Oh, what did you say? Buy low, sell high. Yeah, get high, buy low. We can do that too. So those intros, they're all new. Like I never repeated them, and I've still got. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Intros. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I got 11 more. So it'll just make 200 shows. So, and then I'll start to repeat them again. I think that's what I'm going to end up doing. But I love doing that. And I'm so happy that we're getting close to the 200 shows. It'll probably be sometime. I mean, 10 more shows the way, excuse me, the way I do them. Oh, excuse me. I got very congested. Hold on. Had a little soup in a cup of soup. So the way I edit shows, or the way I broadcast shows, may take a little bit of time, but I'm looking forward to the 200 shows. We're going into the fall. You wouldn't know it because it's like 30 degrees with a wind chill of like minus 20 for out there right now. It's insane. Because, I don't know, I was editing the shows in October, middle of October, it was 80 degrees. Like 2 weeks ago, baby. Like, what? And the California wildfires, it's crazy. I got a lot of friends in L.A. They're checking in, so I'm glad that they're okay. Because it's insane. The weather is just insane. And I'm not going to talk about global warming and climate change. It's just insane. Can we all agree? Can we do our part? Can we, like, I don't know what we can do. shut the windows, I guess, and heat the house normally. I don't know what to do. But I'm gearing up for winter. Hold on, my brother just said something. Mean Girls, yes. That's one of the first ones. She says irregardless. That's one of the first ones I've done. But I'm going to continue because I'm going to get distracted. I can't read everything because I got a lot to go over. I got a lot to go over there. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I'm gearing up for winter. My scarves are out. My gloves are out. My heavy coats are out. I put down the storm windows in the house. The car has been winterized because normally I have, because I was doing all the stand-up paddle boards in the summer. And I've got, you know, flip-flops and bathing suits and towels. And I go, ain't going to need those frigging things for a while. So I cleaned them out. So I'm getting ready for the winter. And last, Monday night, we had our first Christmas Carol rehearsal. Everyone's like, why do you rehearse? And I'm like, I'm there because there's new cast members. I mean, I don't need to rehearse. I've been doing the show for like 16 years. Jesus, I don't need to know it. But I get a little rusty. Like, I was like, what's the line? So I get another rehearsal tomorrow. And believe it or not, we open.
What's today? 15? Today's 14. Yeah.
We open in like a week, like 10 days. And there's 104 shows, and I'm doing 63 of those. Doing a lot. Doing a lot. And I'm it's that time of year where I had a surprise. I surprised everybody last night. I went down to Providence. A friend of mine wrote a play. And they were doing a stage reading. So we went down. I surprised everybody. I wasn't supposed to go. Nobody thought I was going to go. Because they're like, oh, Mark's not going to go. So I was like, I don't fucking show them. See, I don't surprise people. What I do, I really do. They're like, nope, nope, nope. What? So I went down there and I hung out with a lot of people. And really good people. And I miss them all. Just hanging out, doing crazy stuff and just really creative people. And it's fantastic. So I was very happy that I went down there last night. And the whole thing about, you know, staying creative around creative people is my new thing in 2019. I'm going to try to do once a month kind of things. I'm going to be starting my own. Well, I have a production company already, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to invest in it a little bit more. I'm going to bring in SAG actors. I'm just going to quick shoot little, you know, HD stuff. Probably not lit. It's not going to be shot professionally. It'll be shot decently, but not, you know, it's not going to be like high quality stuff. But it's just to get some stuff out there, you know, because I want to stay creative with writing and performing and directing. And I'm looking forward to that. And I was running some production company names by some people. And they were like, I like this one. I like that one. No, definitely not that one. So, because my wife and I, we saw a couple movies and we were getting inspired. Saw Star is Born. And when I say my wife dragged me to it, literally my wife dragged me to it because I go, I do not want to go. But I saw it and it was actually a good movie. It was a decent movie. Very well acted. Lady Gaga was great. Bradley Cooper, he was great too. But it was really good to kind of get inspired like that. Stars, it does. And Lady Gaga is on naked in it, by the way, a few times. So that was worth it. Poker face. Has a different meaning when I say it like that. So I'm going to move on because I don't want to get in trouble. Then we saw Bohemian Rhapsody, which all the critics went, oh, it sucks. It's terrible. They are completely wrong. They're completely wrong. It was a fantastic movie. The guy who plays Freddie Mercury, and I forget his name, he's got a strange name, but he's so good. And I heard a lot more about what he kind of researched. What is this? Who knew Lady Gaga was actually attractive when she washed her hair? I did. Believe me, I did. I knew that. But his research for Freddie Mercury was outstanding, all the things I've heard. Plus, the performance was just, it was really, really good. And then we started watching House of Cards. Fuck! Oh, the last season of House of Cards, I gotta say, jumped the shark. And for you young people, you might have heard the term jump the shark, but you may not know where it's from. Happy Days was a TV show in the late 70s, early 80s. I don't even think it was the 70s. It was the 80s. I'm almost positive it was the 80s. Most of the 80s, but probably late 70s. And it was a great show. And then they lost like three or four cast members. And then they had to figure, before they lost the cast members, they were thinking of all these things to boost ratings. The show went to California to film. Or it was now the cast went to California, or the storyline went to California, and somebody dared the Fonz to jump over a shark. And that was the, like, then we, oh, no, no, now the show's terrible. So that's the phrase, jump the shark. But we watched the last season of House of Cards, and no. Now, say what you want about Spacey and his personal problems and what he's, you know, what he's done, what he's been accused of. What all that stuff. The man can act, and that he carried that show because the show was terrible after he left. Just completely horrible. Fonzie, the term jumping the shark was born there. Yes, I know. He didn't fix his teeth because he sang better with no, but yes, Freddie Mercury. He said he didn't want to get his teeth fixed because he, and they actually reference it in the movie. Happy Days, 74 to 84. Oh, 10 years. Yikes-a-matic. So there you go. But yeah, House of Cards, just the last season was terrible. Just terrible. I mean, it was still acted well, but the storyline was just, without Spacey to kind of glue it, it just was like, it was painful. It was so, so painful to watch. And I'm going to move on from that. Ugh. I'll talk about the Christmas Carol tickets. They're still on sale, by the way. Yeah, they're still on sale. Tickets are $30. I got the promo coming up, so you can hear about more of that. But I'm really looking forward to a great season of that. Now, also, all my emails have gone out for the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, where I've actually contacted the venues, and now I'm in negotiations with the venues now, because it always is the same way. Every single year I do that, you know, we kind of negotiate and figure out who can do what and what nights and, you know, so it kind of works out. What's the other thing I wanted to go over? Two more things real quick. Boom and boom. Let's see. Oh, Before I get into the sad stuff, I want to talk about when I say my wife had to drag me to the movies, I got to be honest with it. I love my Xbox. I absolutely love it. And I'm an achievement guy. Like, I love the achievements. I'm goal-orientated. I like the games. I only have two really favorite games. I play some of the other games, but I have two favorite games. Any of the Halo games and any of the Hitman games. And that's it. Those are my two big ones. And Hitman 2 just came out yesterday. Ba-bam. So good. Now, the problem is Hitman 2 is kind of an encapsulated version. So it put Hitman 1 into Hitman 2 as well. So there's Hitman 2, which is actually the first game, most of the first game, and, you know, and then the second game. So I'm like, well, I already beat the whole game. I've got all the achievements in that, but now I got to do it again. And my wife, I think it's a woman thing. I don't know if women truly understand, not all women, but certainly a lot of women don't get the whole why do men play video games. And I'll tell you, I play video games because I absolutely love them. And it's fun. And it's, you know, so I made a list. Now, that was the intro for a game that I played called a video game game, which I absolutely loved. I love all the video games. I'm back when Atari and ColecoVision and Intellivision and regular arcade games and Spy Hunter and all those games. Like, just fantastic. So I made a list of things that video games keep me from doing because my wife considers it an addiction. She worries about the addiction. And I know that video game addiction is a real thing, and I'm not going to make light of it. I'm just saying I'm not addicted to video games. So here are the things. Here are the reasons why I play video games. I get to meet people from all over the world. I met a guy from Germany, some people from the UK, and we just play because I get the headset and we talk. I played games online with my brother, so when I can't go over there and see him, we can talk and we have the thing. So it's a social thing for me. It's a social thing. Second thing is, I love achievements, so I play for the achievements, and I and that's what I want to do it, and it's problem solving and things like that. And the games I have are problem solving games. They're not like, blah, blah, blah. Two, another reason. Serial killers don't like achievements. So I will not become a serial killer. So that makes sense. Another reason. It keeps me from masturbation. That's a key thing right there. Unfortunately, it takes all my sex drive away too. So there's good and bad. I shouldn't say it takes all my sex drive away. Just making a point. And one of the most important reasons, my wife hates it and doesn't get it. That's why. So those are the reasons I play video games. And again, it's not I'm not making light of it because there are people who are addicted to them, and I'm not going to stay in my house and neglect work and I'll neglect vacuuming the house because I don't want to do that. I didn't like doing that before I started playing games, so I don't know. Speaking of games and fun and childhood things and jumping the shark and all these things referenced from my childhood, a very, very sad day in a lot of different circles, in a comic book circle, movie circle, Comic-Con, he's a man who was literally the comic book man for a very long time. Stan Lee actually died. And it's terrible. It's, it's just, it's 95. I mean, you get, the clock's, the sand's running out of everybody's hourglass. So certainly it's got to come a time. And he was just amazingly full of life, even in his later years. And he always did cameos for all the Marvel movies. And I think maybe in the past, I don't know when that started, but it became a thing. It became a real thing for him. And I think he absolutely loved it. It was just, but he was 95. And I just want to go through, and it can't take me, damn you, Thanos. That's funny. Now, I can't go through them all, but I'll go through a lot of the ones. Now, here's the thing. Stan Lee started at Marvel Comics, basically as an errand boy. And he just created some of the most iconic, you know, you talk about Superman or Batman being icons, you know, and they are, of course they are. But he just listen to the list. Ant-Man, Peggy Carter, Hulk, Nick Fury, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, Absorbing Man, Agent X, which a lot of people don't know, Annihilus, Ape-Man, Asbestos Man? That's a real fucking thing. Of course, the Avengers, Batroc, Beast, Beetle, Black Bolt, Black Knight, Black Panther, Black Widow, Blob, Blizzard, Boomerang, Betty Brant, which is a Spider-Man character, the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, Captain Marvel, the Chameleon, Cyclops, the X-Men, Daredevil, I'm Doctor Strange, Doctor Doom. There's a ton of doctors. He just kept making doctors. Let's see. These are alphabetical order. Doctor Druid, Dragon Man, Dum Dugan, one of the original Captain America buddies. Egghead, Ego the Living Planet, which was in Guardians of the Galaxy. Electro, Elektra, the Enforcers, the Executioner, Eternity, the Falcon, Fantastic Four. Let's see, it's a Fing Fam Foom, which I thought was the coolest name ever for a dragon. Forbushman, which I have comics of Forbushman. Jane Foster, Nick Fury, as I said, Frigga, Giant Man, Gargoyle, Galactus, Gorilla, Jean Grey, Groot, I am Groot, the Guardians, Guardians of the Galaxy, Hawkeye, Heimdall, Hera, Man-Beast, Man-Thing, Machine Man, Living Laser, Lockjaw, Loki. I could go on over. Let's just put it in perspective. He created over, where is it? Over 362 characters in the Marvel Cinematic, the Marvel Universe. These are just the ones he wrote. And then, of course, all the stuff, because I still got all my comic books, and he would do Stan's soapbox in the back. And he would take questions, and kids, everybody would write to Stan, and Stan would answer them all. It was fantastic. And it's, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, I'm 50, and, you know, I watch the movies because it's an escape. But I love the stories. I love the stories as a kid. I love the stories as an adult. It's just, you know, I don't want to say it's a tragedy, but thank God we had Stan Lee. Just thank God we had him for everything he added, you know, to our world. And even if you don't like superhero movies, even if you don't like comic books, if you read anything or saw anything that Stan Lee did, you have to admire the achievement, just the achievements of it. It's just fantastic. So he will be missed. And of course, you know, everybody's wondering, oh, how many did he do his last cameo? We don't know. And, you know, I mean, definitely his cameo is probably going to be in Captain Marvel, but will it be in Avengers 4? I don't know. And after Avengers 4, it's kind of run its course, I think. You know, see what happens after that. So I got one more thing. Oh, yeah. The White House update? No. Let's end on a high note, shall we? So let me do this. Let me take my break. And during the break, I'm going to play a little bit more history because I don't want not to be outdone. But, of course, Veterans Day just passed. And thank you. Thank you, veterans, past, present, and future. Thank you. And I say this all the time. A lot. They do military discounts. I don't think you should do a military discount. You should do a military discount should be FR double fucking E. If you put your life in the line, if you essentially you submit your life to the protection of this country, you should not have to pay for shit for a while. Definitely healthcare should be free. Education should be free. I mean, maybe not a whole family, but certainly you. You know what I mean? I think you made that sacrifice because I never served. Actually, during the Gulf War, I was 22, the first Gulf War. I could have, my couple of my friends volunteered, but I was doing stand-up. I was busy. I'm sorry. I was telling jokes, bitches. I can't. But let me play that whole long-winded thing. I got a little history coming up for Veterans Day. So we'll be back in about 4 minutes. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge. And although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Soldiers from wars both old and new march down city streets. Flags hang from homes, businesses, even car antennas. Ceremonies remember those who dutifully served their nation.
Get your hands off me. I served in the fictitious military.
It's Veterans Day, or Remembrance Day, as it's known in much of the world. World War I, also known as the Great War, shocked the global community with its unprecedented toll in human life. Germany was running low on manpower and supplies, so they agreed to sign an armistice, or truce, in the French commander Ferdinand Foch's private rail car.
Fascia is dead. Dead is Fascia.
On the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, all was quiet on the Western Front. Exactly 1 year later, President Woodrow Wilson decreed that Americans should observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. to remember the armistice and to embrace the peace. Other Allied nations commemorated the peaceful anniversary as well. In England and Canada, citizens wore paper poppies. Poppies had become a symbol of the armistice. The poem Flanders Field described a one-time battlefield.
Flanders tried to wreck my song. His views on birth control are wrong. I hate his guts, and Flanders is his name.
Today, Veterans Day is set aside to honor not just those who served in war, but also those who have served their nation in peace.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hi, this is Pat Napoli. I'm on Irregardless with Mark Scalia, and I can't believe I'm doing this tonight. I should be washing my cat. But anyways, that's it. That's my life.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I know, I mean, the history, I mean, it's funny, but it's not. I mean, and it's 100 years since the end of the Great War. 100 years. And Lackey just posted something that I did not know. He said there were a lot of soldiers that died even after the 11th hour of the to end the war because they didn't know. They didn't know the war was over. But, I mean, that kind of happens a lot of times in all the past. I mean, now it doesn't because now everybody knows when something happens because of digital media. But it happened, that's how Andrew Jackson got really famous. He fought the Spanish-American War, and that's why he became president. It was like this, he won a battle that he didn't need to win because the war was over. Anyway, So happy Veterans Day, belated. And again, to all veterans, past, present, and future, thank you for letting us do what we can do and not worry about bad things happening, or worrying about bad things happening, but good people taking care of those bad things. Why don't you just run the country and I'll run radio regardless? Yikes. Anyway, okay, so that's the show. I think I'm going to wrap it. I think I'm going to quit on a high note. That should be good. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this weekend so you can come and see me. Tomorrow night, tomorrow during the day, I'm doing a corporate thing. And then, of course, this weekend, I'll be at the Kowloon in Saugus, Mass. And I think Jimmy Dunn is actually headlining that show. I'm psyched to be working with Jimmy again. I'm in the middle. I'm just so happy to be in the middle because I got a lot of stuff coming up. And I want it to, I don't say take an easy, an easy week, but we'll see what happens. So as always, if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, you want to leave a question, a comment, email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can even call the hotline, leave a message, 978-219-9294. Now, next week will be the 21st. It'll be our Thanksgiving Day special. Guys, have a great week. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Testing, one, two, three.